Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get it, people. The Rob Brown Show is back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Welcome in. Rob Brown, that's me. The Great Alonzo, that's he. We are glad to have you here on a hashtag Friday Football Fiesta. And oh boy, howdy, do we have some stuff to talk about. We got a great weekend upcoming in college football. We're going to do the water cooler cheat sheet here in a minute, the top three sports stories you need to know. Then we'll spend the rest of the hour looking at the college football weekend that gets going. Well, it got going last night, but it keeps going tomorrow. And there's a lot that we need to get to and break down because last week kind of felt like it was the first week where college football truly began to sort itself out to some degree. Last week, it felt like the week where we started to get a real pulse on who are the genuine contenders. And there's a bunch of them. Parity is at its best, the best it has been in a long time in college football this year. At least it feels that way to me. This weekend, I think this weekend we get an even more clear picture. I think we dial in a little bit. I think this weekend we are truly going to be able to separate the contenders from the pretenders in college football. So there's a lot of games that I think have national impact at the end of the year, and some of them may not jump off the page at you, but I'll tell you which ones they are as we roll through the entire college football Saturday coming up in this hour of the show. In the next hour of the show, I got a couple of sound bites for you I would like to play, and then we will do a bunch of NFL. Segment number two of next hour, we'll give you a breakdown of some of the biggest games from NFL Sunday. And then at 8:40 a.m., Rashad Beard will join us, host of the Panther Nation podcast. We'll get you set up for Carolina hosting the Dallas Cowboys coming up on Sunday. Then at 9 o'clock, Kevin and Jarrell Hendricks of the Moving the Chains podcast will join us. They will get you set up for some Friday Night Lights action, run you through all of the most important high school football games taking place around the upstate. Then at 9:20 a.m., the illustrious Denton Day, host of College Football Overtime on Sirius XM Radio, will join us. We'll get his thoughts on the biggest games in the college football landscape. And then we wrap up the show, and I and Lonzo, we go enter a state of hibernation until about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning when wrestling and football kick off. Oh, can't wait. Going to be spectacular. Tomorrow's a great day. Tomorrow's a great day. Tomorrow, we're going to get wrestling at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then we've got college game day. Then we've got stellar football games. We've got top 25 matchups in all three windows tomorrow. Then, do we have college football at night? But we also have the NHL back, the NBA preseason. We've also got the NLDS Game 5, Brewers Cubby. Somebody's punching a ticket to the World Series tomorrow night. Somebody's punching one tonight, too, because the Mariners and the Tigers have a Game 5. It's a busy day on the Rob Brown Show, is what I'm trying to tell you. So, with that being said, it is 7:04 in the morning. You have less than 56 minutes until you have got to be up, showered, dressed, get your breakfast, get your coffee, your Red Bull, whatever it is you do in the mornings. You got to get to the office. You got to log in. Or maybe you got to respond to your emails by pecking them out one key at a time on a typewriter and then hand delivering that message, because it's clearly the best way to handle your communications.
You get to make eye contact. It's important.
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning. Ugh.
Click, 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 click,
ding. Oh, can't wait. Can't wait. If you missed that, go back and listen to the first hour.
Was that an electric typewriter or a manual?
It's manual.
Oh, okay.
For the record.
You got to push those a lot harder.
I used to own a typewriter.
I was never good at manual. I could not, because the weighted keys, and I would push too hard, and the typewriter would threaten to go through the desk.
Not only did I actually used to own a real typewriter, I used to own one. And I used to use it with regularity. You know when I didn't use it? When I had a freaking job to do, and computers are a thing. I used to have a typewriter. In fact, I loved my typewriter so much that I spent on Sunday more than 20 minutes of my life with a dear friend of mine who's a computer guy. When I say computer, I mean like he builds them, right? Like that's his thing. Searching and experimenting with mechanical keyboards because they feel like a typewriter. And I like that. I like that weight. I like that resistance. I like that click, click, click sound when I type. It's going to drive Lonzo absolutely bananas if I get one. But I like the feel, but it's connected to a computer.
Dude, you already type so hard.
I know, I really do. The wife hates me. If I break the laptop off, the wife goes in the bedroom. She's like, nope, ain't dealing with this. All right, water cooler cheat sheet. Does anybody out there own a mechanical keyboard and have any actual feedback for me?
All right, I just don't understand what a mechanical keyboard is.
It's a standalone keyboard. It's bigger and heavier. The keys are independent of each other. So each key, like on your standard keyboard, there is one big digital board underneath it. And so when you press a key, it's all one board, which is why so many keyboards, like, they don't feel super sturdy. A mechanical keyboard, every key has its own switch underneath it, so it's all, every key's independent of each other, and it just gives you a lot more like resistance and feel between clicks.
All right, I believe I have one of those that I was given for like Christmas, I think, and it's more of a gamer keyboard, but I hate it. Because I can't get it to. Anyway, the keys are all lit up. Each one's individual, the way you're talking about.
Yes.
So I understand now.
That's the.
And no, you can't have it because I don't think it's functioning correctly. If it was, I would just give it to you.
I'm about to spend an obscene amount of money on a keyboard, is the point. All right, that's enough keyboard talk. All right, this ain't that kind of show. You want that show? Go listen to AM radio.
There is no show about that.
I bet there is. All right, let's get to the water cooler cheat sheet. By the way, two texts. One says, don't forget about those of us that are on the way home from work. Yes, you know what? I always say good morning to the people and the people on the way to work. You are right. I know that we are the overnight slot. We are the overnight slot for those of you who got to work throughout the evening. Thank you for being here. If you're a 6 a.m.er, but the 6 a.m.er's on the wrong side of the clock, please know I used to work overnights. I respect you. I acknowledge you. One's up for the overnighters. Good on you for doing it.
I also have worked overnight.
It sucks. I hated it. Well, I became nocturnal entirely.
Your world just becomes a totally different thing.
And texter number two said, Rob, tomorrow's game does not punch a ticket to the World Series. Yes, I know. I was talking very quickly because I was excited. Tomorrow's game punches a ticket to the NLCS. Tonight's game punches a ticket to the ALCS. I'm a baseball guy. I am, though, texter, and I can prove this. Just a dumbass sometimes. So I apologize for that. Okay, that felt personal. I apologize for that mistake. Thank you for correcting me. Item number one is about baseball. Ladies and gentlemen, because we had a couple of games go down last night in the National League in game numero uno, it took 11 innings and just two runs. The Los Angeles Dodgers get the dub last night in Game 4 of the NLDS. They win the series over the Philadelphia Phillies, 3-1, and they are the first NL team to punch their ticket to the next round. Tyler Glasnow went to the bump for LA. 6 innings, gave up just 2 hits, no runs, K'd 8 in his effort. And then the guy that I think last night, though he was not credited with the win for some reason, though I think he should have been, Roky Sasaki went to the bump in the eighth inning. He went to the bump in the eighth inning, gave up 3 innings, K'd 2, but in 3 innings retired 9 straight Philadelphia Phillies. 3 up, 3 down, 3 innings. Whatever little belief that the Philadelphia Phillies may have been building up in that moment, Roky Sasaki ripped it away from them. However, the Dodgers could not get run numero dos in the ninth, despite some opportunities. We went to the 10th. We went to the 11th before finally, the Dodgers were able to get a walk-off RBI in the bottom of the 11th. Astros scratched that. It was not a walk-off hit RBI. It was an error charged to the pitcher as a broken back single went back towards Kirkering, who was in to pitch his 1 inning in extra innings. The ball was kind of funky. He picked it up, had an opportunity to throw it home, tag out the runner, and keep the inning alive, and he just threw it wide left, like the Bills in the Super Bowl, just super wide left. Ended up allowing the Dodgers to score the winning run. They move on. In the other game last night, the Chicago Cubs blank the Milwaukee Brewers 6-0. Your final in that one, Matthew Boyd, 4.2, gave up 2 hits, no runs, K'd 6 in his effort. The Cubs offensively last night, 10 hits, including home runs from Happ, Tucker, and Bush. The Cubbies were getting it on with the big dongs last night. They win 6-0. They are on to game number 5, that game back in Milwaukee. So, for the baseball playoffs in the divisional round, you have a matchup this evening, game 5, between the Seattle Mariners and the Detroit Tigers. This game back in Seattle as they were the 2 seed. They split 1-1 both in Seattle and Detroit. Now it goes back to Seattle. The winner of the game this evening on to the ALCS where they will meet up with the Toronto Blue Jays. Tomorrow night, we have game 5 between the Brewers and the Cubs. This game back in Milwaukee as the winners of the Central. The Brew Crew and Cubs will play to punch their ticket to meet up with the Dodgers in the NLCS. Let's get to item number 2. Individual games, especially individual games that are out of market, are not ordinarily water cooler cheat sheet item. Unless there's something impressive about them. Something stands out about them. I would make the argument that last night's Thursday night football game in the National Football League has something that stands out about it. That being that the New York Giants were like +210 dogs against the Philadelphia Eagles, and they walked out 34-17 victors over the Philadelphia Eagles. I got a take on both sides. Number one, it hurts my feelings. With all due respect to my dear friend and president of the Greenville Triumph, Chris Lewis, noted New York Giants ambassador here in the upstate, who I was very happy for texting him last night. Hey, good dub. Go hit the celly. I despise the fact that I really like the New York Giants. I like them. They're a likable team. They're a fun team to watch. Jackson Dart, I was ready to hate the kid. His name is Jackson with an X in it. And he just looks like the stereotypical frat boy whose dad is shutting down the youth center to open up a billionaire's resort. Right? He just looks like that guy. And then 2 things happened yesterday. Number one, I saw a video on social media. Lonzo, you know that game where you hold a stick and it's got a bucket on the end and then there's a ball on a string and you toss the ball up in the air and you catch it in the bucket?
Yes, I'm aware of that game.
Okay. I didn't know.
I also don't know what that's called, but yes.
It's called something, and I know it's called something because I came across a social media video yesterday of Giants quarterback Jackson Dart, and it started with him walking to the camera and saying, when it comes to, and then he said the name of that thing, and it has like a real name. When it comes to that, I'm him. And I'm like, you're him at throwing a ball in the air and catching it at a cup? You're him? And then they show this dude. And he, like, he does tricks with it. Like, he did it once. He, like, threw the ball, but he threw it in a way like a bolo. The cup rotated around the ball. Then he caught the cup and then caught the ball.
You do understand that this is the era of kids growing up doing trick shot stuff. So
yes, but
are
like,
you sure this wasn't doctored by AI?
1,000%. 1,000%. Then after he did the thing where he threw the ball, spun the cup in the air around the ball, caught the cup, then caught the ball in the cup, then he does one where he like pulls it back towards him, put his finger in the string, spins it around his finger like a quick shot artist from the old Wild West, throws it in the air, catches it again. He's doing trick shots. At one point, Brian Burns walks over. He hands it to Brian Burns. He's like, can you do this? Burns like, what do I do? He's like, throw the ball in the air, catch it in the cup. Brian Burns can't do it at all. Like, he looks like a toddler that just can't. He's just throwing it in the air and he can't get it done.
Does he look like Mel Brooks? This thing is broken.
Dude, yes. Yes. And he's like freaking out. Then he hands it back to Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart starts like whipping this thing around like he's the Tony Hawk of catching ball in cup game, whatever it's called. I was like, the fact that I don't know why you went from the guy with an X in the name Jackson, who looks like his dad is shutting down the youth center to build a five-star Michelin restaurant that we can't afford to go to, because you have somehow developed a skill in the catch a ball in a cup that's attached by the string game, immediately I'm like, am I rooting for Jackson Dart tonight?
Well, here's the thing. I think him with Scataboo together, those are your frat bros. Those are your frat bros. Those are guys that you go out and do something really stupid with, and you just laugh about it when you get back to the house. That's who those two guys are. And you could actually throw in Jameis Winston in there too, even though he's not doing anything because of the winter celebration and all that kind of stuff.
Jackson and Scataboo are like the two freshmen who are losing their minds because it's their first year away from their parents and they're like experimenting with their newly found freedom. And Jameis Winston's like the senior that's still in the fraternity and he's like, I'm going to let you do your thing, but I want to guide you as you do it, right? There was one more video that went around. I know this is dumb. Hear me out. I know there's one more video. One of the things that's happening with pro teams now is that they're doing these social media videos where they have the players on their way to or from practice, like play a game or answer questions or interact with the mascot or whatever. So they did one for the Giants where they had a long table, and on the other end they taped cups of different sizes, and they were giving the players ping pong balls to roll the ping pong ball across the table and try to land it in one of the cups that was taped to the other end of the table. These players, Brian Burns being one of them, they're like rolling these ping balls. None can get them to go in. And what I choose to believe was the absolute first take. Cam Scataboo walks over. He grabs a ping pong ball out of the cup that they have sitting on the table. He looks at the other end. He throws it, sinks it right into the cup, and he just goes, whoa! And walks away. And every other player's like, Cam Scataboo, ladies and gentlemen. And I had the reaction of, I know a frat party beer pong shark. When I see one, I love this kid.
Also, those are your Greek Olympic bros.
Yes.
You know you got a shot at winning the whole thing if those guys are on your team.
It has been a while since I played. I would jump back right in today, but as a former ace on the beer pong table, immediately I was like, this guy's a psychopath, and I'm not, and I would still be best friends with him. He's that Rob Gronkowski idiot who doesn't know his own strength, and I love that guy. Love that guy. Cam Scataboo, Jackson Dart, and the New York Giants knock off the Eagles last night, 34-17. Now, the Eagles did what I said yesterday was the one thing that had me say, I'm probably going to bet a Giants cover. I didn't do it. I'm mad I didn't do it. Wish I would have done it. But I said yesterday, I want to bet the Giants cover because they had that team meeting. By team, I mean Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, Nick Sirianni.
A.J. Brown is like denying it ever happened. I just saw a video.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I saw a bunch of reports about it. It was being talked about by everybody. Maybe he is denying it happened.
He said he didn't recall it happening.
Ah, yes. The classic, I don't recall. Do you want to know why people get subpoenaed in front of Congress and they get asked tough questions and the only answer they ever give is, I don't recall? Because if you say, no, it didn't happen, it can be proved that it happened and now you're a liar. But if you say, I can't recall and it's proved it's happened, you just got to go lying about this, but you can't prove it's a lie. Hey, man, I must have forgot. Must have slipped. I'm a very busy person. Anyway. They had the meeting. The meeting was, as I said yesterday, I am terrified for the Philly fans, not for me, the meeting was, yeah, we're going to throw the ball more, guys. Last night, they threw the ball, again, 33 times. They ran it 20, which counts 7 Jalen Hurts runs, including the tush pushes and the outside runs. Saquon Barkley carried the ball 12 times. What did I say yesterday? If Saquon Barkley carries the ball 15 times or less, the Eagles can lose this game. He did. They lost the game. Jackson Dart, 17 to 25, a buck 95 and a touchdown. Also ran one in. Cam Scataboo, 19 carries, 98 yards, 3 touchdowns. The Giants did for Cam Scataboo what the Eagles should have done for Saquon Barkley. It won them the gosh dang football game. I want to talk more about that later. And I want to do 1 hour where we only talk about Cam Scataboo, but I'll save that for a podcast. Item number 3. Won't spend a ton of time on this one because it is very early in the season, and I know I have to get you all to warm up to the cold sports. 6-3, the Canes opened the regular season with a win over the New Jersey Devils last night, and they looked impressive, my dudes. Now, in fairness, two of those goals came inside the last minute of play on one empty netter and one breakaway from Eric Robinson, but, by the way, Canes get a 6-3 win out of the gate. It was impressive. A duo from Seth Jarvis. He scored twice. So did the newest member of the Carolina Hurricanes and a guy I'm very interested in seeing play, the defenseman, Keandre Miller. I'm really pumped to see this guy play. 6'5", 210, plays much bigger, scored twice in the game last night. Sebastian Aho and Shane Gottesbear had a pair of assists for the Canes last night. Taylor Hall and Eric Robinson scored the other two goals last night. A hot start for the Carolina Hurricanes, knocking off Eastern Conference rival, the New Jersey Devils, in their opening contest. When we come back, it's time to start talking some college football. We got a, I think, sneaky good weekend lined up for us tonight. We got a ranked team playing tonight, South Florida at the Mean Green of North Texas, but we fire off tomorrow with two top 25 matchups, Ohio State at Illinois, in Alabama at Mizzou. We've also got a bunch of other top 25 teams in action early, in the midday, and late. We're going to take a look at our favorite games for the weekend. Coming up next, I'm Rob Brown. He's the Great Malonzo, and you, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to The Rob Brown Show. This is the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, I'm going to get to college football, I promise, and I'm going to do it in the next 2 minutes, but I do want to say this real quick. Did you see the interaction with Brian Daboll last night on the sideline? Did you see the interaction after Jackson Dart had to go into the blue medical tent? If you did not see it, Jackson Dart went into the blue medical tent. Russell Wilson checked into the game. Russell Wilson threw one pass. I don't want to say he threw a pass. I want to say Russell Wilson spiked the ball into the ground. He just did it 10 yards past the line of scrimmage. It was bad. I think that in that moment, Brian Daboll, who went from a guy that 2 weeks ago, actually not even 2 weeks ago, probably 2 days ago, was probably one of the closest in the game to losing his job. Because you're looking now and you're going, all right, like you got a quarterback. Assuming Jackson Dart is going to keep getting better, you got a quarterback. Cam Scatterboo's a dog, whatever. Brian Daboll now knows that those two guys are going to be the reason that he keeps his job if he keeps his job. Jackson Dart went into the blue medical tent. Russell Wilson came in, he threw a pass. It was not a great pass. He got booed off the football field. But before he got booed off the football field, Brian Daboll walked over to the doctor. Now keep in mind, when a player has to go into the blue medical tent because of a shot to the noggin, the person who evaluates and decides if they can return or not is an independent neurological expert, a brain doc, who is not connected to the team. And in fact, his responsibility is to have zero influence placed upon him by the head coach or whoever for getting that guy back in the game. Brian Daboll was losing his mind screaming at this guy to get Jackson Dart out of the tent and back onto the field. Now, when I'm watching this play out, I'm like, Daboll, like, come on, dude. I get it, but at the same time, you can't be doing that. Do you know what Brian Daboll did after that? He walked past that dude, still ranting, walked past that dude, went into the medical tent where Jackson Dart was being evaluated. I got to tell you, I'd have paid a lot of money to put a microphone into that tent while he was screaming at the brain doctors.
He's already apologized, but he's going to get fined big time.
Oh, 1,000%. 1,000%, because you are absolutely not supposed to influence what happens in there. Daboll was heated. But at the same time, man, if you've never been in a spot where you knew your job was on the line, your paycheck was on the line, you act a little crazy, man. I'm just saying, I don't endorse it. It's not good. He shouldn't do it, but I get it. All right, let's talk some college football here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Zo, I will ask you first and foremost out of the gate, because your team is batting leadoff on Saturday, noon p.m. on Fox Sports Live from Champaign, Illinois, Ohio State, number one in the country, at the Illinois Fighting Illini. The Buckeyes entered this contest -14.5. One of those magic numbers at 14. This team is 5-1. They have a win over a top 25 team in USC. They dominated Duke all the way back in week two. However, they did lose 63-10 to Indiana, who, by the way, did not throw the ball in the fourth quarter, ran the ball, if I recall correctly, threw the ball six total times in the second half. That wasn't like Indiana was trying to run up the score. They were running the ball, and then they happened to score a bunch of times. Illinois went south a little bit after that, but they turned it around the next week. They beat USC at the crib, and this was when everybody was like, uh-oh, maybe here comes Lincoln Riley. And then they put it on Purdue 43-27 last week. On the flip side, Ohio State University, a team that last week at this time, we were saying, man, it took them a little while to get going on the road at Washington. Granted, they won the game 24-6, but most of the 24 came in the second half. Like, it took them a while to get comfortable, And for a team that beat Texas in week one, 14-7, a Texas team that is now unranked, partially because they lost that game, but 14-7, for them to take that long to get going against Washington, I actually had concerns about this game despite Illinois getting hammered by Indiana, but I really like PJ Fleck. I really like the Golden Gophers. I actually thought that was going to be a more interesting game than it turned out to be. The Buckeyes hang 42, give up 3 to win that game against PJ Fleck and his, at the time, very high-riding Golden Gophers. A now great one you have. What might be, because Penn State Penn Stated, and might be, though Michigan is climbing the rankings right now, this actually might be the toughest game you have left on the schedule, is on the road in Champaign, Illinois. Your thoughts on this one?
Well, there's a lot of things that aren't being said, and one of them is that this is a freshman quarterback, and people are just ignoring Julian Sayin and the stuff that he's been able to do. Also, the Ohio State defense, what they've been able to do, keeping other teams from scoring. I personally, and a lot of other people that I've read online, would like to see them run the ball more. And if that defense is as porous as you say it is, maybe this is a chance to get the running game going a little bit more. I'm not really concerned, nor do I think I should be. I think a lot of people are probably waiting for Julian Sayin to be a freshman, and it just hasn't happened yet. And hopefully it won't. I mean, he's a redshirt freshman, but still a freshman. This is his first time starting the entire season. And yeah, it's a slow start because you got a freshman quarterback.
Yeah, I think that, and I agree with you. I think Julian Sayin is, I don't want to say being overlooked.
Also, I believe one of the most accurate quarterbacks statistically in college football right now.
He is, I will look up exactly where he is. I know he's inside the top, I want to say like 20 right now. That may have changed a little bit after last week because that stat was from a couple of weeks ago. I agree with you that Julian Sayin probably is not getting discussed enough. I will actually agree with you on that. I think the problem you're having with Julian Sayin right now is that, number one, while the team is not as good, Bryce Underwood at Michigan's a freaking dog as a freshman, man. Like, he's a dog right now. And I think you have a couple of other guys, Ty Simpson at Alabama being one of them, Bo Pribula at Mizzou being one of them. I think you have a couple of other guys who I would make the argument. This should not impact what we are talking about as far as performance on the field, but I think the stories feel a little bit more interesting.
You know,
for those guys.
I think I sent you the video, I don't know if I did or not, where Jeremiah Smith is being interviewed about the Carnell Tate touchdown at the end of the game, and he was like, he had 5 defenders coming at him, and he was laughing and holding up the touchdown sign because Carnell Tate was wide open and scored a touchdown. So I mean, people forget they have other receivers and it's good to see Tate is getting a little love too.
It is because, well, and let's point out that is because, and you yourself said this back in like week 2 or 3. It kind of felt like Julian Sayin was getting a little more comfortable in the pocket, but it did not feel to me like, oh, any wide receiver not named Jeremiah Smith was helping out in the offense, right? Like, it felt like he was having to work against double teams and nobody else was taking advantage of the fact that they were double teaming the best wide receiver in college football. Now that Carnell Tate is active and he's starting to get his mitts on some footballs, now the field opens up, and that directly correlates to Julian Sayin starting to look much more like a good passing quarterback, not just a guy who will athletically lengthen plays and wait for something to happen. He can go find a receiver and then extend a play if he needs to, which is what I want out of a QB who plays his style of football.
It's hard to nitpick when the team is number one and they're improving every week.
I mean, it's not hard for me.
I mean, you can look and what I'm saying is you have to look to find stuff.
I will agree with that. Yeah. I will agree with that. I think that this Buckeye team.
I think they don't use their tight ends enough. Yeah. Yeah, I would like to see a 100-yard rusher.
You're not wrong, but I will also make the argument that, and this is where to me the separation between the SEC and the Big Ten kind of comes into play a little bit. You beat Texas when Texas was number one in the country. Unfortunately for Ohio State, who after that game were big Texas fans the rest of the ride. Unfortunately for you, Texas has kind of blown it since then. Granted, their only other loss is on the road at Florida, but they didn't look great in any other game to date, at least anybody of quality. Since then, you've played Grambling, Ohio, Washington, who does not have Michael Penix anymore, and Minnesota. And as much as I love P.J. Fleck and Minnesota, I think P.J. Fleck, who is a guy that I think could very much come to a, I don't want to say come to the South, but like go to a either a warmer climate or a more traditional blue blood team. I think P.J. Fleck is going to be hired to a bigger Power Four team at some point in the near future. But Minnesota just doesn't have a ton of talent. Like, that's a team, much like we've said, with all due respect about South Carolina, that's a team that's going to beat you with heart and discipline, not necessarily talent. It's just not a talented team. You haven't, if you say Texas is overrated, you haven't played anybody outside of Texas, and this is the first test. That is why this game is a dial-in game at noon for me, because while Illinois did get hammered by Indiana, that game also, to me, said, as much as I think Illinois probably was a bit overrated at the time, they do have a good passing offense behind Altmyer. They do have the ability to move the football and score points. But I've also said, like, Indiana's a legitimate playoff team this year. Not like a flash in the pan like a lot of people thought they were last year. They got Fernando Mendoza. He's a Heisman favorite at this point. Indiana's a real team. You still got hammered. This is a good Illini team. It is an Illini team that I will say about this game this way. If Ohio State's not perfect, if they're perfect, you'll win this game comfortably. If you're not perfect, Illinois will make it a one-score game. It will be close. If you're not perfect with even two or three big mistakes, if you lose the turnover battle, if your special teams is not on point, Illinois is good enough to steal a win from Ohio State. I'm picking Ohio State. I will say this, I'm not picking them against the spread. -14.5. -13.5, I picked the Buckeyes. Not at 14.5. I'll take Illinois to cover because I think they are within two touchdowns. Ohio State's perfect. They'll win it by around two touchdowns. Anything less than perfect, they'll win it by 7-10. If Ohio State makes two or three big mistakes, Illinois is good enough to beat you. They will need some help from you to do it. But I think this game out of the gate at noon is one of the most interesting games in the country. I also think, with the exception of the Michigan game, because we all know that game gets wonky no matter who's how good and how bad and who's ranked where, outside of Michigan, I think this is the last game Ohio State loses. Could lose, not will lose. I think this is the last game the Buckeyes could lose outside of Michigan. If they lose this game, that Michigan game becomes critical. Because this is the type of game that makes you miss a Big Ten title game like you did last year. And I think there might be enough teams that could put you on the verge of getting in or out this year. We'll find out. All right, when we come back, let's look at Alabama-Mizzou. Let's look at Clemson and BC. Let's look at South Carolina at LSU, Oklahoma-Texas, Indiana-Oregon. We're talking college football on the hashtag Friday Football Fiesta here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going to return to the college football talk here in just uno momento. But I do have to say, and I can't explain it. The answer is they're entertaining as hell. I am having a ball watching the New York Giants right now. Having a ball. It's they might be the most entertaining 1-4 football team of all time. Like, genuinely. And it's because of Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. They're absolute psychopaths. Last night, Jackson Dart had a rollout scramble on the right-hand side, was running to the sideline, recognized that to get a first down, he was going to have to go to contact, and the Cam Scataboo came out of Jackson Dart, went face mask first into the chest of the defender, and got the first down. Like, psychopath. And I'm just having a ball watching him. On top of that, Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo, absolutely media darlings right now. Like, I was telling you earlier, there's a video of Jackson Dart, who is apparently a wizard with the old ball on a string connected to a stick with a cup on the top that you throw the ball in the air and you catch it in the cup thing. The guy does tricks with that. I don't even know. Like, I didn't even think you could do a trick with that. And he does, and he did. The guy's a social media darling. Like, he is. He's incredible. He's all over the place. I'm fascinated by this guy. I found during the break an interesting stat. And this is why you have to join us on the live stream. Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate. The Fan Upstate on YouTube. The Fan Upstate on Twitter. Follow us. Two things from last night. The first is there was another one. Giants run a ISO dive to the right. The far side line judge comes up, holds one hand in the air to mark that the Giants running back was down inside the one. Jackson Dart ran up to him, holding both hands in the air, like, touchdown, right? And the ref's like, no, not a touchdown, with one hand up in the air. Jackson Dart, I don't know what he said, obviously, because there's not a mic on him, but I have to assume he went, all right, and then he high-fives the referee. Then I found the stat as I was looking at some Jackson Dart stuff during the break, because I'm wildly entertaining, or wildly entertained by him, I should say.
That was not a slip.
No, I mean, I am entertaining, but also he entertains me. I found a stat. Jackson Dart is the third quarterback in the history of the National Football League to record 50-plus rushing yards in each of his first three starts. And I asked the stream, Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, TheFanUpstate on YouTube, TheFanUpstate on Twitter, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. I asked the stream, can you name me the only other two quarterbacks in NFL history who recorded 50 or more rushing yards in each of their first three games in the NFL? My guess was Michael Vick. That is incorrect. The answers are Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson. Pretty good company for Jackson Dart to join. And the reason that stat is interesting, not even interesting, the reason it's entertaining is Wandale Robinson told the media after the win last night that he and the wide receiver crew have taken to calling Jackson Dart Vanilla Vic. Subscribe. Inject it in my veins. I love this guy. All right, let's get back to the college football here on the Rob Brown Show as we roll on. The other noon game that is absolutely must-see TV, in my ever-so-humble yet frequently correct opinion. Number 8, Alabama on the road at number 14, Mizzou. The Tigers of Missouri are the home team. They are 2.5-point dogs to Alabama. Now, of course, as we mentioned, every time that number comes up, you absolutely do get 3 points for being the home team. Meaning that Vegas believes that Alabama is about 5 points better than Missouri. Remember when I said, South Carolina fans, it's not that you lost to Mizzou, it's how you lost to Mizzou. Right? It's not that you lost to them. That's a really good football team. It's how you lost to them that was the problem. I need you to know that while I still believe that to be true, which for me was, and Shane Beamer, by the way, said this in his press conference yesterday, you were not consistent enough, nor were you good enough running the football in that game. That was a game that, because you had an inability to run the football, A, Mike Shula already, in my opinion, in the losses to Vandy and Mizzou, tried too hard to turn Lenora Sellers into a pocket-passing quarterback. The other angle there is, because Mizzou was not having any issue with the run, they were able to push their edge rushers up a little bit and set the pocket. So even if Lenora was going to run, he was still going to have to run around the edge, slow up the run a little bit, make the play more difficult. That being said, this is interesting to me. A Missouri Tigers team that has played first half of the season, a commendable schedule. Central Arkansas, Kansas, Louisiana, South Carolina, UMass. It's not great, but it's not bad. With everyone else across all of college football and all of the variety of schedules, some very difficult ones like Notre Dame out of the gate, some very soft ones out of the gate. Take a stab, Gamecock fans. Take a stab at where Missouri's rushing defense ranks nationally. And I bring this up because it will have an impact in this game this weekend. Because Alabama has been entirely reliant on Ty Simpson. Why? Alabama's running game is not that impressive. Despite having probably two first or second round offensive linemen on this team, including Caden Proctor, who has Ty Simpson told us earlier this week there actually is a package of plays designed to throw the ball to Caden Proctor. You know what they call it? The crispy package, with a K, as in Krispy Kreme, because he's fat. Get it? I don't know that I'd say that to his face. He would eat me like a Krispy Kreme. Missouri's rushing defense, Lonzo, this shocked me. Through this past weekend, is the number one ranked rushing defense in college football. I would have honestly said, it's a linebacker-heavy school. It's Ohio State. It's a linebacker-heavy school. It's Iowa. Like, it's a linebacker-heavy school. The number one rushing defense in college football right now is the Missouri Tigers. They have given up on the season, and I had to verify this. Great went through 5 games, 2 rushing touchdowns. Total, in their entirety, 2.
Who have they played?
Just told you. They have played Central Arkansas, Kansas, not a great team out of the Big 12, but respectable. The Louisiana Raging Cajuns, the South Carolina Gamecocks, and the UMass Minutemen. Again, it's not a great schedule. The Kansas game, respectable. The South Carolina game, the fact that it was a dominant game makes it, to me, more valuable. Even if they were only a 1-loss team at the time, only a 2-loss team in total. It's not a great schedule. But I also have to point out that if you are number one, it also means you have put up better rushing defense stats than every other college, meaning every college that has played a soft-ass schedule as well as Mizzou. Number one defense they have given up. Dude, there are teams that play UMass and give up 2 rushing touchdowns to that team. There are teams that will play Kansas and give up 2 rushing touchdowns to that team. There is absolutely at least 2 or 3 more teams out there that will play South Carolina if Shane was telling the truth yesterday and the goal this weekend is consistency and ability running the football. There are at least, even with the schedule they have ahead of them, at least a few more teams that will play South Carolina and will give up at least 2 rushing touchdowns to South Carolina. This team's given up 2 total, including games against Kansas and South Carolina. That to me is impressive. They are giving up 62 rushing yards per game. Y'all, I have kicked this back and forth, up and down, left and right, around and around. You know I am in on Alabama. I think Kalen DeBoer is for real, and I think this team hit a new gear after the loss to Florida State. I think that that was a humiliating performance for Alabama, and I think they took it personally, and that's why they've come out and done everything, including going on the road to Athens and knocking off the Georgia Bulldogs a couple of weeks ago. But as I pointed out, Alabama can't run the football. It is a very pedestrian running attack for Alabama. What Alabama does is they ride Ty Simpson to success. They ride Ty Simpson and the passing game he's thrown out there. Just because I like looking at the rankings, Alabama's rushing game right now, just rushing efficiency, is ranked 104th in the country right now. They are behind SMU, Minnesota, Nebraska, Florida, Illinois, Coastal Carolina in the rushing rankings right now. 104th in the country in terms of running the football. Mizzou is number one in the country in stopping the run. I think Alabama wins the game because I do think Alabama's defense is the difference here. South Carolina's defense had the opportunity to give them a win on the road at Mizzou back when they played a couple of weeks ago in the other Columbia. The problem was, and this was the number one takeaway for me that next Monday when we broke this game down, your defense embarrassed itself in that game. Arm tackles, lawn dart tackles, two or three guys could not get Ahmad Hardy down, who is maybe the best running back in the country that nobody talks about. He's up there. But to me, South Carolina's defense, to some degree, embarrassed itself in that game. And I think that's why Mizzou was able to do what Mizzou was able to do. That being said, I don't think that's a problem for Alabama's defense. It is not a Nick Saban caliber defense. And I am not making the argument that it is a Nick Saban caliber defense. I am making the argument that it has a Nick Saban mentality. This is a defense that wants to hit. They want to own you at the line of scrimmage. I'm not saying they can or will. I'm saying Mizzou very well could have lost that game to South Carolina, but Ahmad Hardy was able to, I think, almost literally carry them to a victory because South Carolina's defense was just not good that day. Bama's defense, I think, will be. Bama can mitigate the damage that Mizzou did against South Carolina. What was it? Ahmad Hardy. And until when you start dialing in on him, Bo Pribble is going to just jet up the middle and dice you. I don't think Bama lets them do that. And if they take that away and they force Missouri to throw the football, I think they can win this game. I think Alabama's going to win the game. I think this is what is going to happen. It is going to be a close game, a one-score game, maybe a field goal game. Everybody's going to come up on Monday and they're going to go, oh, see, Rob, we told you Alabama's not that good. No. You're wrong. Mizzou is that good. That's going to be the takeaway from this game for me. The takeaway for you after the next 60 seconds of your life is that Lonzo's really good at sports flashes.
I'm not even going to charge you, so it's for free.
Wow.
The New York Giants shocked the Eagles last night, handing the defending champs their second consecutive loss for the first time since 2023. With a 34-17 win, rookie Cam Scataboo rushed for 98 yards and three touchdowns, while Jackson Dart completed 17 of 25 passes for 195 yards and a score. In the MLB playoffs, the Dodgers punched their ticket to the NLCS and ended the Philly season with a 2-1 win in 11 innings. Tyler Glasnow punched out eight and allowed two runs and no hits across six innings. The Phillies had just four hits, going 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. And the Chicago Cubs stayed alive, beating the Brewers 6-0 last night. Matthew Boyd struck out six batters, gave up two hits and no runs in 4.2 innings. The winner of the game five will face the Dodgers for the pennant. Hour number three of the Rob Brown Show is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.